Today's hits, yesterday's favorite CKDR. Good morning, I'm Richard McCarthy. My in-studio guest this morning is Ethan Armitt, a Dryden musician, singer, songwriter. Ethan Armitt, 29 years old, and big things happening for Ethan. Ethan, welcome to the studio.
Hello, Richard.
Good to have you here and to let everybody know about what is happening this year for you. But first, if we can backtrack about your music career. You're 29 now. When did things all start, and how did they start for you musically?
I would say, you know, if you want to go way back, you could start it in high school. Moving here from a small town, even smaller than this one. Getting into music with some friends. We had a metal band in high school. Reflecting now, I look at those times and I think that its impact on my playing now was to stress creativity and pursue creativity. Always working on creating your own music and pursuing that. And then my dad was another influence in the sense that he would always throw challenges at me. You know, oh, why don't you learn Stairway to Heaven? Oh, give a little bit, Supertramp, try that one. Oh, Dust in the Wind. And I'd be like, okay, I'll try that.
So did the music playing come first or the singing? Did both come naturally to you?
I started guitar first. I picked up the guitar back in 2006, and that was my initial instrument. It probably wasn't until 2 or 3 years later that I actually tried experimenting with doing singing, and I started with it. I found that I was able to, you know, learn some older songs, you know, some James Taylor's, Cat Stevens, you know, those kind of songs.
So over the years then that your music career has progressed, the music itself that you're doing these days, has the music changed? How do you describe your music?
I feel it's some crazy hybrid between the metal music that I used to play as a kid, but also the influences of my father, of musics from the 70s and the 80s. I want to say that in recent times, I pursued singing in a little bit more of a professional aspect, in the sense that I kind of took some lessons. And that was kind of the next step for me to start continue learning songs, because for a long time, I kind of had the same set list. And it wasn't really progressing in any fashion. But once I was able to, you know, focus on my vocals as an instrument on its own, then I was able to break that barrier and continue learning songs, and then getting to a point of writing music.
And then after that, obviously getting out and performing for others. You were recently this week at a coffee house in Dryden, Dryden Fall Fair appearance, and in Nova Scotia, I understand, in August.
Yeah, so all of those times were fantastic. Nova Scotia, my wife and I finally got to go on our honeymoon 4 years later. So we ended up staying at a lodge, and this lodge was fantastic. I walked in to check in, and I look over to the left, and there's a stage, and there's people performing, and guitars on the wall. I was immediately like, this is amazing. So I was able to approach the performers. You know, we ended up jamming the night after. And yeah, it was great, because I didn't even bring a guitar on this trip, but where I landed, there were guitars on the wall. It was meant to be for me to be there, because I had to play.
So it's obviously, as everybody could tell, this is your passion. This is your passion in life to continue doing, and you're doing things. Tell us about your latest single, What's Done Is Done.
For sure. So What's Done Is Done is the first track that we finished, and so I felt like it would be great to put it out there as a single for now while the other songs are still being recorded. What's Done Is Done was fantastic in the sense that we were able to experiment with doing electric guitar on a song that's originally, well, all the music is basically acoustic. So it was interesting to add new elements to the song while in the studio.
Now you're talking about we in the studio. Who does that include?
My sound engineer is a gentleman named Umberto Pacheco. He has been absolutely stellar to work with. We're very happy and very excited to be working together on this project. And I'm very happy and excited. I can't wait to share it.
All right, we're going to do that shortly. What's Done Is Done by Ethan Armitt. More songs coming, Ethan.
More songs coming. A Beautiful Mess EP will be done hopefully by the end of the year and ready for release in 2023. It's a 5-track EP, all original songs. And yeah, we're 2 songs done, 3 to go, and then it should be out.
All right, good news there. What's Done Is Done. Where can we find it?
You can find What's Done Is Done on any streaming platform. So that's going to be Spotify, that's going to be Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube, Amazon, anything you can think of, you can find this song. So whatever streaming platform you utilize, you can find What's Done Is Done and listen to it.
What's Done is Done by Ethan Armitt. We've got that one for you coming up here in just a minute. Ethan, thanks very much for taking the time today to come in and tell us all about what's happening with you and your music.
Thank you, Richard.
What's that?